The number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby tone.
That man right there. Boom. Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian. Say she's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Harry.
Good day to you, Sia. Brucey Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
It's a little cold in here today.
It's freezing, actually.
Ladies, why do you think that is?
Nicky skates. That's the reason.
Oh, you gotta be. Fuck. Hold on.
Right up the hop.
Hold on. We've got. Fuck.
Right to it. What's wrong, Tony?
We got F's.
F's in the chat.
We got F's in the chat. Audio. It can't be. The audio.
Audio's cutting in.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh. If only there was an audio guy.
This one appears to be beyond my power from what I'm listening to.
Still F's in the chat?
All right, should read. It's
F-less.
And if that doesn't work, that's the only thing that I got told that I can do about that one.
We could always ASL our picks.
We could. You want to Hold on. Let me
Are
we back?
Is it back? Does that sound? Okay.
Do you guys have me up there?
Okay, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Ah, it did work. Let's go.
Aha.
We were good. Aha.
Yeah, we were gonna we were gonna charades the picks for this whole show that which would
have worked. Sweet.
Fucking, it's cold. Nicky Skates is in here.
I feel for you.
Yeah, that was a slot machine. That was Vegas, and then I drew a star because.
You know what happened last night?
I do know what happened last night.
Basically, if the Penguins would have beat the Blackhawks, they would be going to the Stanley Cup playoff.
You know, I hadn't heard this Stanley one yet. Cup.
You haven't heard that one?
Yeah. I hadn't heard this one.
Don't get me wrong. The Panthers would have won that series.
They were all
can't
close.
Call a fucking trip in the offensive zone to knock a team out of the playoffs with a minute left.
Stalzy should have been watching his stick. He couldn't have a stick.
Fuck out. Off, man! It's not a minute left in the game. Who, to knock him out of the
who,
playoffs.
Jordo or Eric?
Years.
Mark. Jordo.
Was it Mark?
Wasn't Mark?
Dude.
Hey, Jordo.
It was such shit, man.
Jordo's got a couple cups. He knows.
He's got one.
He's got a couple cups.
Can't call that, dude. What had a fucking power play to start overtime, dude?
Yeah.
I think everyone was probably just more grateful to have that done and over with to wipe our hands of it and just say, see you later.
The puck was only going one way in that series, pal.
The Canes were dead. Even though they played better in a lot of those games.
Canes put up a fight last night.
They just couldn't score.
I mean, we talked about the Lakers. Canes are easily put up more of a fight than the Lakers who got swept.
Yeah, that's probably
maybe the greatest team to ever
I mean, there was two overtime games, and one game decided with 4 seconds left, and then one game was 1-0. So, yeah, it was actually a very, very – it was probably the closest sweep of all time.
I'd say so.
Yeah, unlike tonight, which could be – terrible, just an not unfortunate. No, you're saying no, you gentleman sweep situation. You think
we ain't fucking dying tonight? We get on the board.
I know. we kind of had that feeling last game though, and then Jamie Benn really fucked it in the first like couple minutes of the game. Just went out there, went rogue, went AWOL, really took things into his own hands, and completely fucked.
I don't
Texas
think
hockey.
I don't think he's capable of fucking it tonight. I believe he's serving a 2-game suspension.
Yeah, two games. That was great. Fucking brilliant. Two for that. Yep.
That is bullshit.
A fucking baseball swing on one of the best players in hockey's wrists gets one. And that's two? No fuck.
I was fine with five in a game. I thought two was a little overboard.
I wouldn't even think he was going to get one.
I didn't either, but, you know, it's the wheel of justice. It spins and spins, and who knows where it'll land.
Yeah.
That's hockey. Great, that's the NHL.
Fucking Gary's myth.
Tonight, though, you know, we talked about it. They do have a chance to make it 3-1.
There is a chance, and sometimes, you know, teams rally when they have a important player out, like the captain, Jamie Benn. I know he's not their best player anymore. Those days are gone, but he's still a very talented and useful player. And, you know, sometimes when an important piece is out, you can rally, you can find a little emotion behind that and come out and play with some jump, some grit, some sandpaper, some jam, and rally together. What worries me more is Otter appears to be not on his A game in this series. And I don't know if maybe he's banged up, maybe he's tweaked something. He got chased in the last game. He's going back in between the pipes tonight. Pete's going back to him, which I agree with. I think you got to go with the guy that got you there. It's not like Wedgewall is all of a sudden going to pull a Bob and steal a series or anything.
Probably not.
I like going with Otter again. And, you know, Gumps, I just can't do it to you. I can't do it myself in terms of I can't pick Vegas tonight for the sweep. I won't allow that to happen. I won't make that pick myself. So we have someone to do it for me, Gumps.
Yes!
You fucking guy, man.
Gumps, there really is no choice. It is a 1-10 game. It is a pick 'em.
You don't have to fucking do this, man.
It is not me. This is the rules. This is what we live by. If we don't have rules, what are we?
All rise for the honorable court.
I take no pleasure in this, Gumps. I tell you,
yeah, does you not bring me any joy whatsoever.
I'm not smiling. I'm not enjoying this. This is strictly just duty.
I will wait.
As you hear the coins rally and cry.
Coins rally. The coin.
Did the coin win last time?
Boagrios! Achilles!
So the coins, what's the coin's record in the playoffs?
Pretty good. The coin just like had
10
its,
and 1.
The coin just had its first loss in the playoffs.
Jesus.
The coin is an honorable coin, we know that. The coin is an all-knowing coin. You can see sweet Gumpy's hair.
Sick.
Gumpy is pissed.
Oh my God.
Gumpy is very pissed about the coin.
Coin! Why is he pissed about the coin?
Gumpy feels as if it is Bush League.
Why?
To use the coin in a game where
fucking we have someone
in the office that is rooting for one side.
But there's two people.
So yeah, but it's not knock.
Even more Bush League.
No, even more so coin.
Need it.
I think he's also said that it is a potential elimination game for his side.
The coin is 10-1 in the playoffs. The coin... That's a whole story.
Shoddy workmanship on the.
Bridge. No, there was a change in the.
You see Gumpsh hair? Gumpsh hair looks sick. Look down, Gumpsh.
Gumpsh.
Oh, too far.
Up, a little farther.
A little more.
Up.
Yeah. Boom. Flo Sidon.
Sick, dude.
Not bad.
Sick, Gumpsh.
The coin does have grit. Sandpaper.
Jam.
So the coin will bounce back tonight, and we will hear what is happening with the coin in a 110-110 Stars Knights game.
Vegas will be heads. Ooh. Texas Hockey will be tails. And the flip. Tails.
Oh!
Put you in a blender, eh?
Stars up, pal.
Texas Hockey lives to fight another day, says the coin.
Okay. Stars are shining.
Sorry about it.
No, I told Gumpy that we'd be okay with a gentleman sweep.
Well, Jamie Benn got a 2-game suspension.
He did. He's not playing tonight.
For falling on Stoner.
Well, he tried to kill him.
Falling?
That's
quite a spin.
Tried to dislodge fucking Stoner's head from his body.
Is this not playoff hockey?
It is. I mean, can you just fucking try to manslaughter a guy, kill a guy because...
No, that's Pietrangelo who does that.
Yeah, Stoner. Exactly.
What happened up here?
Okay, so...
that whole strip?
Were the wires always like that?
What?
Yes, the wires have always been like that. So the bricklaying, I would prefer not to show it, but we can. The bricklaying was held up by glue. Okay?
Not sand? Or jam?
Not sand.
Sounds like it's crop.
Or jam.
Oh, crop. Jam.
It's crop like the fucking Texas hockey boys.
Bill turned the air on to 32 degrees, so it got very cold in here, and the glue the glue does not hold anymore.
Oh, see, I thought it was when he cranked the heat to 200.
That didn't help either.
That melted.
Yeah. Thank you, boys. Texas hockey.
Thank you, boys. Gumps, The important thing is,
you two have something to say.
Celtics by 20.
I'll either give Gumpy his flowers tomorrow if the Stars win, or I will come in here in a fucking stoner sweater if the Golden Knights win and just start my victory.
Good luck tonight.
Also, did you guys see Herbie's wearing knee pads in his fucking sweatpants?
I hate him.
What?
Pretty cool.
They're Kanye's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
Gumps, I'll just leave you with one important note to hang your hat on. Since the coin did pick Texas hockey, you can actually, Mitt, if you could just zoom out just a tad, please. We'll leave the light on for him. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
I fucking knew that was coming.
Which one? The coin?
Yeah.
Well, it was 110, 110.
Yeah. It had to.
Thank you. Please turn off the lights. This isn't a Red Roof Inn.
Light on for you. You can see it flickering in the AC wind up there.
I mean, it's Bill's fault. Good luck tonight, lad.
Let's go, Texas hockey.
Good luck tonight. Update on the Charles Schwab. A guy named fucking Harry Hall shot a 62. He's got a 4-stroke lead on everybody.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
It is where we're at. I believe Scotty is down there 3 under. Max Homa just made a 30-foot birdie putt. Block was 3 over, but stiffed 1 to 4 feet.
Oh, so Blocky's...
Yeah, he's closest to the pin on a par 3 today.
Oh, so he got...
So Scotty's not winning the first round.
Blocky is +3.
Yeah, it does not seem like Scotty's going to
win. He's
going to
go real low.
But he is well positioned for the old top 5, top 10.
He is, isn't he? Yeah, Harry Hall, 8 under.
How's Spieth doing?
Jordo?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I also saw Sam Burns.
Jordo, not good.
Sam Burns, playing pretty well.
300, yeah. We'll keep you updated on that. We got basketball tonight?
Thank God.
Yep.
We do.
I refuse, okay?
Not laying that.
To let my stupid fucking brain. Such a stupid brain. Get talked into picking the Celtics again. Everyone thinks they're going to win the series.
Dude, after one fucking game.
Everyone thinks they're going to win the series.
Life comes at you fast.
Give me the Heat +8.
Yeah, I'm meeting Tony there. I'm taking the Heat +8. And also, this series has been just trending towards the over. They've been keeping it low. It's at 2. I saw 215 today. I took over 215. I liked that. And then I saw an 8.5. So I took the 8.5, actually, +8.5.
Okay. Big Al over 7.5 points.
I want to throw Jimmy Butler, but I can't really find a prop for him that I like because he's obviously super juiced. Maybe 3s because he shoots a lot of 3s in the playoffs. Maybe him.
Oh, you know what? 3s. Also, fuck the Celtics for not telling us about Brogdon's injury, okay?
You betting on a guy with one arm.
What are we doing here?
That's on us.
Bullshit. No, we don't know.
That's not on us. That's on us. How can you watch a fucking game and be like, oh, yeah, that dude has a torn fucking something in his elbow?
He was hoisting up shots from deep with that thing, too.
Respect. Bruce, what are you doing with it?
So, Gabe Vincent out is a big deal for the prop market, obviously. Two guys that I think stand to benefit, again, pretty obviously. Max Strus, who has been starting but might need a few more points from him. I like him over 12.5. And then Kyle Lowry down there. I mean, you got to let Kyle Lowry get at least, 25 minutes tonight, I would think. So I like him over the, what was that? Either 11 or 12, 11.5.
What's his assist total?
I don't know. But I also like Tatum over 30.
Okay.
I think he has to be a big dog and let it eat tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just start firing off bets because I don't know how long this NBA season is going to last. I kind of do hope the Celtics win just so I can have another game to bet on. But Kyle Lowry's assist is, it's probably about 7 or something. I'm going to take over that.
I almost forgot the most important here. Caleb Martin over 1.5 3-pointers is -148. It is right up there with Austin Reeves.
Okay. Okay. I like it.
He's going to play 30 minutes tonight and shoot 6 3-pointers.
Okay.
Like, what are we doing with that? Good luck. Whatever. Hey, appreciate it.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Baseball tonight?
Not much.
Girl. No. I got one pick. I'll just do my one pick. I'm taking Aaron Nola and the Phillies. First five, -114.
I got the Cubs first five money line. White Sox first five money line and Mariners first five -0.5.
Yeah, Carrasco's been bad. Who else did you have?
White Sox.
Going with Giolito, I like it.
They've been turning around actually.
Huh? Brucey?
I'm on the Yankees. Shocker of the century.
Oh, Clarkie.
Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, I'm backing Clark Schmidt.
You love Clark Schmidt.
The over 9 might be in play as well at Yankee Stadium tonight. Absolutely brutal loss against the Orioles for the Yanks. Last night, there's basically, I believe, the 7th inning or the 6th, rather. The Yankees just like didn't record an out for what felt like an hour and a half. Just single, single, double. Homer, single, single, double.
That'll happen.
Disaster.
That'll happen.
So I'm in the Yankees to get right tonight.
Okay.
And that is all.
Okay. Footy lad?
Just a second, sir. Just Sassuolo money line.
Sassuolo!
Yeah, only one match tomorrow.
Okay.
Only one.
Hajduk got a massive result against Šibenik yesterday.
There's more matches tomorrow and this weekend. And more ball games tomorrow. And a bunch of other stuff tomorrow. We're going to do Picks Friday.
Yep. Parma asked if she can borrow one of your hats this weekend.
She can.
She can't?
She can.
Okay.
Parma can do whatever she wants.
Hell yeah.
Love you, Parma. Miss you, Parma.
Thank you, Parma. Happy birthday, Parma.
Happy birthday, Parma.
Happy birthday, Parma.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Have her.
Damn.